Welcome to the Assembly of Silence Radio Hour. This audio program has been carefully packed to the legal limit with a weekly allowance of non-governmentally approved deep thoughts per square minute of podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Judah and Noah.
Yes. It's a new year. 2019, here we are.
As if it really were that different from, what, a few days ago?
You're right. How anyone make resolutions? Make some New Year's resolutions?
I think, what did I hear about that recently? I think a good resolution is to not make a resolution.
Oh, that sounds really good. Although, you know, I will say I took some time. I took 2 days. I mean, not a full 2 days, but I would say maybe a total of 3 to 5 hours over the course of 2 days, and I reflected on 2018.
Holy shit.
I know. And I had some prompts to go with. There's this thing a friend of mine forwarded me. It was called the Year Compass. And they had some really good prompting questions like, you know, like go through a calendar and find all the major events that happened over the year for you that you found worthy, and write the date down and what it was. And then who were the three biggest influences on you this year, and who did you influence? What three people did you influence the most?
And so you went through that whole process?
I did. Yeah. There was other questions like, what were the most memorable moments of 2018? And it was just all sorts of things. Like, what do you want to give up? What didn't you accomplish? Like, all sorts of really deep probing questions. And I went through that, and then it visioned into 2019. So like looking at like, what do you want to accomplish? What three things do you want to accomplish? What three things do you want to be able to say no to, in 2019? And so I took some time and did that, and I'm glad I did, because I really harvested a lot out of 2018, and I have a lot of vision for this year. So I think I didn't write, there were no resolutions, but it was reflection and visioning.
That makes sense. I could see that being, it sounds like the kind of thing I would never do myself, but I'm curious what would happen if I tried to do it. It would be interesting to give it a whirl. I have no idea what I would put in any of those categories right now.
Oh, yeah, you got to take some time. I mean, these aren't like, you know.
I mean, I don't even know if I could right remember what happened in 2018.
Well, I had to bust out a calendar and really like go through it week to week and just sit and go. And then even when I got done, as like things would pop up like, oh, that's right, I did that. Oh, yeah. You know.
Sounds challenging. I'll never get around to it, but I hope you'll send it to me anyway. So another thing we got to figure out this year, which we touched on earlier, but we didn't frickin' record it. What?
Is this a new season?
That's right. Is it?
One might be inclined to say that a new year means a new season.
There is that.
How many did we publish last season?
I have to look at my calendar.
I think we published six or seven,
something like that.
Six or seven.
Seven's a pretty good number.
That's a good number. I would say that that's a full season.
It could be.
It could be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's close to 8 weeks. That's almost 2 months. And a season is really just 3 months, right? So.
Well, I guess if we're going to go by like the television model,
right?
A season is usually what, 12 episodes?
I have no idea.
Something like that, 10 to 12.
I haven't watched TV in like 2 decades.
You haven't watched any of these amazing shows that are currently being produced all over Netflix and Amazon and all that crap?
What?
Good for you. Stay away from that technology.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's in an upcoming episode.
Have you listened to any of the podcasts yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay, just want to check.
I definitely listened to what you put up the day I was.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
I think we should actually.
Well, what do you want to say about it? Wait, let's just.
Was anyone disturbed by that?
They're not telling us anything.
I was slightly disturbed by it.
I mentioned, I said in the introduction, I'm disturbed when I hear it too.
Well, that's why I'm here now, because you said...
Exactly. See it work, folks. I got him hooked. He'll never miss another episode again.
Ever.
Okay, what the hell? Let's take a detour. So what do you want to say about it?
That was it? That was fascinating. I mean,
that was a weird moment.
What goes through a man's mind to make something like that?
I have no idea. I really don't remember. I mean, I should have written down what that year was about. I'm not even sure what year it was that I did that. But clearly I was pondering various things.
You got asked to do some art.
See, that's the problem. If someone asks you to do something, I'm usually like, okay, well, yeah, I'll do that. Uh-huh. But then I have no control over what ends up happening after that.
It's right. Just like, I mean, you just launch into something.
It just came out that way.
So, like, as you were recording that, would you listen to what you had already done and speak over it? Is that what was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering.
So I treated it like a kind of like a collage, like a multi-track collage that was just kind of massaging. Mm. So I'd get an idea, write something, or just say something, and then I'd go, okay, well, that could work here. And if it was this type of a voice, and I'd screw around with it until I had a voice that I liked, you know, uh-huh. And then it just was like that. And then, oh, maybe a little music underneath that, or a little sound effect or whatever. It just kind of, I just went until it was like, oh, okay, I think I'm done.
Oh, boy, that was fascinating, I gotta tell you.
You know, I mean, there's a mixture of fascination and dread and kind of just being upset whenever I listened. I forgot about it for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And then I rediscovered it when I moved at some point or another. I think it was on a CD. And then, and I knew it was like, okay, that was a weird one. And then I listened to it and I was like, yeah, that was a weird one. There's something about it, though, that feels like there's an awful lot of fertile ground there, like even just as a way of doing something, you know, to express something, to make a piece, you know, it seems like there's a lot in there that could be worked with. I wouldn't mind doing it again, but like so many things, you know, it just takes so much damn time to do everything. Someone would have to ask me to do it again. And God knows that hasn't happened.
Oh no, that was interesting. I was really intrigued by what you.
So maybe you know
created.
Maybe that's a good enough reason for it to be season two now.
I think so.
That was kind of a capper.
That was.
But let's just look at the other options because you know there's this feeling of like oh it's a new year and so there's that. Well. Is this really the new year part that we want to acknowledge as the new year? I mean, people have acknowledged other parts of the year as the new year, and we may be more attuned to think of something like the spring being the new year. But then there's the question, well, is it worth even thinking about the year when it comes to a season? I mean, maybe we'll have a season that's just one episode. It's going to be so amazing. Like everything is just packed into this one episode, and it's just so over the top that it would just be crazy to say, yeah, here's episode two, you know? So just call that a season, you know? And then we were saying, well, we could just do it when we feel like something has been summed up. Like if we get to the point and there's an episode and everything just kind of comes together and it's all wrapped up in a nice little package, call that a season. You know? So maybe that's the way to do it. I think that we don't need to tie ourselves to the calendar here, do we?
No, because it's a false calendar anyways. So
fuck the calendar.
Yes, you said it perfectly. I think that's it. But I also agree that last episode was a showstopper.
It may have been a listener stopper too. We'll see if there's anyone still tuning in. That's another thing too that we need to discuss while we're doing this housekeeping here in front of maybe no one. But we need to start doing something to up our numbers here,
we
dude.
We do. I know. We need to market ourselves.
I mean, we do have a relatively dedicated handful of people.
We do, actually.
We do.
I have a couple people who listen to it, and they tell me.
Yeah, I've gotten that too, and I see that there's, you know, a number between 10 and 20, basically, solid.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
But we do, we have to get the word out there. Why? Why do we have to get the word out there? I don't really know. Basically, so I can justify continuing doing this with my wife. If I only, I can't tell her that I'm going to drive all the way out here and we're going to sit down for 3 hours and then I'm going to edit it and put it up there if there's only 20 people listening.
She would kill you.
She would freaking kill me. So I completely neglected. Luckily, she's not listening, so she won't hear this, but I have completely neglected to mention the actual number so far. Although it's still early in the...
No, this is so early. Yeah, this is just
season two.
Yeah. You're like, not only would she kill you, she would ban us from ever like hanging out again.
I don't think I'd ever see you again. So we got to get these numbers up, man.
if for nothing other than just the humor one gets in listening to us babble along these intrepid conversations that we have, it's worth listening
to.
Well,
you know, the thing that's really funny is that it would be perfectly fine with her if there were, I think like 100 plus would be good, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But substantially, like in terms of what it would mean for us, like... we're not going to get any money out of it, right?
Right.
So it's just going to be like more people listening, and that would be enough, which is ridiculous.
It would be great. But I mean, that's great.
It would be great.
It would be great.
Okay, we're going to shoot for 100 now.
We're going for 100.
We're going for 100.
All right, everybody. Anyone who hears this episode and hears our plight, and you want Judah and Noah to stay friends and be able to like...
hang around for season 3?
Tell your friends about this podcast so that
put it up out there
so that we can maintain our friendship and still see each other without
without me getting a divorce. But you know, it's a good question. Like, how do you build an audience? I mean, I know there's ways of doing it and what have you, but. Right. But I'm talking about the Assembly of Silence here.
Yeah, this like, is how no is the Assembly audience. Of Silence. This is no regular audience.
No.
Yeah.
So, you must know. So whoever's listening, you probably know some other weirdos out there who'd like listening to this kind of thing.
I would have to imagine.
Pass it on.
Please.
I mean, you've picked it over a few times and looked at it.
And at least you've been advised to.
And you've taken it home now because I know that, you know, unless it's a bot, right? So maybe it's just like fake people downloading our podcast and not listening to it.
No.
You know, there have been these stories out there recently about how I don't remember what the number is, but I'm going to say it's 85% of all the shit that's going on the web now is basically bot traffic.
That doesn't shock me.
But I guess they can devote their entire lives to it, whereas, you know, we can only devote 6 or 7 hours a day.
I just... speaking of bots and information, you know... I have recently deactivated my Facebook account.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, I feel really
fucking
good.
A.
I know. I celebrated that one.
There is much to celebrate there.
Man, I felt a weight lift off of my shoulders when I did that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had deactivated it some time ago. And then for the clinic that I work at, Siskiyou Vital Medicine, I was helping with marketing and things like that, and you know, it was like, well, we were doing these Facebook Live events, and which were great. They're great, and I had to reactivate my Facebook account so that I could, you know, do these things, mm-hmm. And I regretted it deeply because it's such a time suck,
right?
The scroll addiction and,
yep.
I mean, it's just, you know, there's got to be something in here worth seeing. Oh, look, there's a funny meme and another funny meme. Oh, what a waste of time. And so we recently hired a marketing firm. Mm. Yes, thank God. And they're handling all of our social media now. So great. I no longer need to be on Facebook. So I deactivated my account. And for the second time in my life, I felt a tremendous weight lift off of my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I left a long time ago and have never wanted to go back. I've thought occasionally, you know, if I ever try to promote something, mm-hmm. I might want to do that.
Right, right. That would be the only reason to.
which is kind of a terrible reason, right?
Right. Can you straddle that world? Can you not get sucked into it?
Given what we know about Facebook now,
right?
And there are other alternatives. Fuck Facebook. Fuck them. Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. So much of what I saw was people putting up these memes and these political things.
Right.
And
half of which are generated by bots.
Exactly. And you have no idea what is really true, what isn't true.
Or just troll farms, you know, people
yeah,
who
total.
Are paid to
absolutely.
Sit there and promote some kind of horrible idea that they want everyone to get upset about. I heard recently there's something, what is it called? Some kind of media company that's supposed to check integrity, you know? And it turns out that it's like funded by British, some kind of like government agency within England and Facebook. And like, I mean, just like this weirdest collection of interests behind this organization that's like
around integrity.
Promoting integrity. Yeah. But you know, that was just information that I got from some other bunch of jerks who are trying to promote something else. So who the hell knows whether that's accurate either, you know? We're sliding into this, which is not quite as bad as the political topic, but the topic of information and of technology and mm-hmm. the confusion that's happened as a result of all this connectivity.
It's like the modern day Tower of Babel.
Yes, without a doubt.
I mean, it's so clearly another Tower of Babel, just confusion of the tongues. Nobody knows what's true. Nobody knows what's real. Nobody knows where the information is coming from. But they're really happy to take it in and feed themselves with it and pass it along.
I remember when I met my first Rastafarian, he was talking about New Babylon all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what he was talking about, you know. But I realized that this is exactly where we're living. And it's probably not, it's not just the United States. It's really like sort of global Western civilization. I mean, maybe it's even more than that now. Maybe it's the global civilization period. I can't say, but
it's the global ruling elites who are profiteers.
But it's the whole culture. It's everything yeah. that kind of slogs along with it.
It's infected, right?
So yeah.
It's infected the world.
And it's built on hubris because the whole story yes. is about the building of this tower that's going to rival the greatness of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my God, it's so true that that's exactly what our civilization, you know, like bring a man to the moon and all that kind of stuff, you know.
If you believe that happened.
Oh, no, we're back in that again. Yeah, well.
Why haven't we done it twice? Why only once?
Done what?
Put a man on the moon.
Oh.
We ran
out of money. we wanted to make bombs instead.
Yeah, that's more profitable. Much more profitable.
But I mean, yeah, I guess you have Eyes Wide Shut, right? What was it? Kubrick is implicated in all that. And in there's a great documentary about the making of Shining. Where he basically hijacked that book. Like, it's really not the book.
I never saw the movie, nor did I read the book.
Well, there's all this imagery of the Apollo landing, and that sort of, it's not the landing, but it's the spacecraft, and I don't remember it well enough
sure
to be able to talk about
it. Are you sure it's The Shining, or is it?
It's in The Shining.
Oh, it's The Shining?
Absolutely,
it's
yeah.
not 2001 Space Odyssey?
No, but obviously he did that too, and they say that a lot of the technology that was used for that film would have been the technology that would have been used for the fake lunar landing if that is what occurred. And you know, so and then there's this way of interpreting The Shining as being some kind of confession on the part of Kubrick for having been involved in that. But then, you know, he makes Eyes Wide Shut, which is about the corruption of the elites and the kind of Satan worship that's happening upper parts of society. And apparently, I mean, he died before that thing could be completed, I believe.
Isn't that suspicious?
Who knows? But again, this is all information that I got. It's like talking about this stuff is kind of like talking about whether or not distant galaxies exist, you know? Like,
a topic to be covered in our next episode.
It's like, well, we're getting light from them. I got some messages, and something seems to be suggested about what's going on out there, but knowing what I know about the signals, right? Okay, like we talked about earlier, signals from ancient galaxies, billions of years old, are they still there? Check back with me in a few billion years.
Who knows?
You know, same with about all this stuff about, you know, Kubrick and lunar landing and flat Earth and everything. You know, who the hell knows, man? I'm not going to go out there. I mean, you know, even if I went out there as an investigative journalist,
yeah,
trying to figure out, get down there on the ground, go and find Kubrick's conspirators, co-conspirators.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone's probably out there trying to do that, or someone out there is pretending to be the person who's out there doing that.
Sure, right? Sure.
Because that would be a great TV show. And, you know, if you've got connections in showbiz, you could probably get that show made. There's like that show, apparently, I think on the History Channel, that's all about finding Hitler. Have you heard about that one?
No.
I heard an interview with the guy who does the show, and it was fascinating. You know, it sounds like a really interesting show.
They're trying to find Hitler? Like, they believe he's still alive?
Well, they think that, if I understand correctly, and I only heard this interview with him once, and I've been kind of interested to see what the show is about. I have not made it to that yet. They believe that he went to somewhere in South America.
Right. I've heard.
Hung out with all the other Nazis.
Like down in Argentina somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. So, who knows? I mean,
and the special,
but they got a whole show out of it.
Yeah, and the special ones got brought back here to start, you know, medical
Well, and studies. The space program.
Yes.
And which is, hey, thematic. would Wernher von Braun have faked the you know, because apparently they say, again, who the hell knows if this is true, but they say that when the lunar landing occurred, Wernher von Braun said that this is a victory for Germany.
I don't know who Wernher von Braun was.
He was the guy who developed the V rocket for Hitler.
Oh.
He was a rocket scientist.
Oh.
And he was one of the main geniuses behind the Nazi technology advantage, you can say. So, wow. And he came and worked for NASA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that?
According to the story that I heard, that I have no way of verifying, that's what happened.
This is great.
Working for NASA, so there's pictures. But, you know, it's just a picture.
Hey, pictures. Pictures don't lie, dude. Photo shoots, you know.
I mean, even Tom Lehrer made a joke about it back in the 50s before, you know, so on one of his records, he makes a joke about Wernher von Braun. As long as the rockets go up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Wernher von Braun.
Wow. You know, doing this show, doing this episode here, it shows me how easy Alex Jones has it.
Dude, I don't know what Alex Jones is. I mean, who the hell knows who that guy really is? I don't know if he even knows anymore. But I can't imagine that he's got it easy anymore. Maybe he does. Maybe he's totally in like Flynn, but it just seems like he's just about to explode at any minute.
Oh, just...
I don't know what that guy is.
He's a ticking time bomb is what he is. But just to talk about conspiracies all day long, this is... I mean, like, to make your living doing that? You got it, man.
I guess that would be kind of cool. Should we just convert to a conspiracy theory show?
Because I have a feeling we get more subscribers that way. Who would be willing to pay?
I will watch the... well, we're going to have to start a nutritional supplement line.
Oh,
I'll keep an eye on the numbers and see if there's anything that suggests that we get a real bump with it. And we can kind of follow it up from there. So what are we going to talk about in this episode?
I think we nailed it, man.
We did?
I think so.
What? How much time is there? 24 minutes. How did that happen?
I think we have tied that bundle.
We didn't talk about anything. We didn't hit it at Subway Silence moment.
Yeah, we did. We totally are at one right this minute, right now.
That one felt like an escape hatch.
It was on Wernher von Braun's rocket.
That's right. Just jettisoned. I feel like I'm like in a dinghy in the middle of the ocean now, like, waiting for them to come pick me up.
He got out of it alive.
All right. Well, yeah. Thanks for thanks for another amazing ride there. Let's see if we got anything left in us for the next one. Welcome to 2019.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, throw us a bone by subscribing to this channel, visiting our social media pages, and hitting the various like, love, and clap buttons. We welcome all comments, criticisms, and random thoughts. Our email is silentassembly@protonmail.com. And if you want to be an angel, we have a Patreon page at patreon.com/silentassembly. We look forward to serving you again soon. In the meantime, remember, turn that thing over a few times before you pick it up and take it home.